Over here.
Success is my
right here.
Success is my
see, everyone that got higher, every section, you need to do your best the first time. You do your very best the first time. It just got little out, and that's what your business. When you go, you are CEO of your own business. So when you have the right energy, when you're positioned in the right place, listen, looking at a whole bunch of reality shows is not positioning. Before I left to travel, I heard so many people say, did you see the empire? Did you see that? Did you see the empire? I said, I ain't trying to watch the empire. I'm trying to create an empire. Because you know what I realized? That you can watch those shows for entertainment purposes, but you know what it's doing to you? It's killing your money. You know why? Because your subconscious don't know the truth from a lie. So when you're playing that stuff in your mind and you're reciting the stuff and you're looking at the stuff, then it's almost like it's you. Because, and then when you talk about it to somebody else, two people touch and agree, it is so. So when you start looking at a bunch of mess, then you become messy. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite childhood shows that they brought back. And the reason why I like the show is because they talked about wealth. It was about the oil field. That good old J.R. Ewing. Come on now. Am I the only Dallas fan in here? Where are my Dallas fans? I was a fan of Dallas. And when they brought that show back out, I promise you, I don't watch TV during the day, but at night, I would stay up about 1 to 2 and watch me an episode of Dallas. And I said, this is a good show. And I made an excuse why it was okay for me to watch it. How many of you have made an excuse why it's okay for you to watch something? Well, when I started really looking at the show, it wasn't a whole bunch of prosperous stuff. It started looking like a lot of messy stuff. And so I had to just stop watching it because I didn't want to attract that in my life. Because at the end of the day, I want to attract wealth and influence. So you come to a guy who I was sitting in York, and I remember, and I told my folks, I trained them years ago. I said, man, I'm going to meet Oprah Winfrey. And it was so crazy. The first time I met Stedman wasn't here in Longevity. The first time I met Stedman was in Santa Barbara at Oprah's ranch. Because I wrote it down, I trained on it, I thought about it, and I wanted it to happen. Within 45 days, it happened effortlessly. It's only because I understand that I have to position myself with the right people. That's why certain people I don't want to talk to. It's not because I'm being stuck up, but I'm protecting my space because I know it's all about positioning. And let me talk about seeding. It's very important to give. Let me say it again. It's very important to give. People don't understand how giving is so important in your success. But the only problem is a certain type of giving that you don't get a return from. Has anybody borrowed or lent somebody money? Who was broke, your heart didn't say that you were supposed to lend it to them, and they never brought it back, or they're not even working towards anything for you, and you just getting, they're not even around anymore in your life, and they don't even mention it, and you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that you owe me, but you not even mentioned it. And you know, and your money going, and then after that, now your hot water heater went up. Now your hot water heater, and you driving, your flat tire. You know things happen in streaks. Do you realize that? Because you know why? Because you didn't stop it. That's bad seeding. You'll never get a return from that. The right seeding is when you see that mother who never asked you for a dime, and you know she's a single mother, and your heart is telling you to sow a seed in them. See, that's where you get a return. I go to audiences all the time and said, how many people give to receive? People are like, not me. I give to receive. Because if I'm planting a seed, what do I expect it to do?
Harvest.
See, some of you guys are just too deep for me. When you plant a seed, you want it to what?
Harvest.
So when you plant a seed with a team member, it doesn't matter if it works out with them. You said it was a waste of my time. No, it wasn't. You planted a seed. It just went into the next person who brought 5,000 people in your organization and you don't even know their name. So you sowed the seed over here, but the harvest was in another person. And so stop saying that you wasted your time. It's no such thing as wasting my time in this business, because it's a learning experience. And when I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm growing. When I'm uncomfortable, I'm growing. When I'm comfortable, I'm not growing. And a lot of us, we want to be comfortable. You want to be comfortable, but you want to be a million-dollar earner. How many people really want to be a million-dollar earner? I don't think so. That's why most of you didn't stand up, because you're being honest with yourself. But you halfway lied because you raised your hand. So let me ask you a question again. How many people really want to be a million-dollar earner? You really do?
Yes.
I'm gonna see you in a second. You really do?
Yes.
You really do?
I really do.
I really believe you. Yeah, you can stay right here. Sit right there.